The new atheists, angry and polemical, adopt the rhetorical style of the bigots they attack. They have failed to heed the wisdom of the Darwinian advocates, such as T.H. Huxley, the man who coined the word agnosticism, whom they claim to follow. They sound like the shrill anti-Darwinian campaigner Bishop Samuel Wilberforce. And it was Huxley, in words these atheists should regard carefully, who rebuked the bishop's stupidity with the words, "I asserted and I repeat that a man has no reason to be ashamed of having an ape for his grandfather. If there were an ancestor whom I should feel shame in recalling, it would rather be a man of restless and versatile intellect, who, not content with an equivocal success in his own sphere of activity, plunges into scientific questions with which he has no real acquaintance, only to obscure them by an aimless rhetoric and distract the attention of his hearers from the real point at issue by eloquent digressions." When Darwin published On the Origin of Species by Means of Natural Selection, or The Preservation of Favored Races in the Struggle for Life in 1859, he named natural selection as the mechanism that drives and defines life. Evolutionary science, however, swiftly became for many a surrogate religion. It was used to promote racism and pseudoscience, such as eugenics, a theory of biological determinism invented by Francis Galton, Darwin's first cousin. It was turned like a club on religion and used to justify exploitation and neglect of the poor and disadvantaged. Darwin was a disciple of Thomas Malthus, whose theories about food and population helped formulate laissez-faire capitalism and social Darwinism. And Darwin ranks human races like the Aryan and the Asiatic in a hierarchy by their proximity to the apes. He wrote in his notebooks that competition, free trade, imperialism, racial extermination, and sexual inequality were all natural outcomes in a developed human society. Darwin included Galton's eugenic theories and Herbert Spencer's theory about the survival of the fittest in the 1874 second edition of The Descent of Man. He called Hereditary Genius, Galton's treatise on the biological nature of intelligence and moral character, remarkable, and Spencer, our great philosopher. But Darwin, unlike Spencer,